in Brachot, Daf Samech Amud Bet, says that before going to sleep, Anichnas Nishon al Mitato Omer Mishma Yisrael Ad Vayayim Shamoa, should say from Shema until Vayayim Shamoa, Veomer Baruch HaMapil Chevlei Sheina, and you should also say this blessing, thank God who puts slumber on my eyelids and gives us the gift of sleep. So this is a real Gemara, and it's a real halacha mentioned, paskin by the Shulchan Aruch, that before one goes to bed, one should say this blessing of thanks for the ability to sleep. It's one of the 100 blessings. In addition to that, you should also say Kriyat Shema Alamita. Generally, the practice is to do first chapter of Shema. It's good, if you can, to add in the second chapter of Vehayayim Shema, and some even add on the third chapter of Vayomer, before one goes to sleep, to go to sleep from a place of giving your soul up to God and connecting yourself to the roots of Jewish faith. There are those who also add on extra Tehillim. This is also based on the Gemara, where Yeshua ben Levi said to protect him from the evil forces, the Mazikim, he would add on Yoshev Yisrael. So that's also a good thing to do. Some explain that if you learn Torah before you go to bed and you fall asleep while learning Torah, that's also a protection against these negative spirits. There are those who try not to talk after Hamapil. It's like, you know, you said the bracha on sleep, so there are those who are like, oh, I got to go to sleep, right? It's like, you know, the guy who, the bracha before you say, before you do Kiddush Hashem, right? So, you know, you have to, I'm not going to get into that joke. Doesn't matter. So those who are strict, but Lamaisa, you don't have to worry about it so much because we generally paskin that it's a bracha of thank you. Thank God that I can go to sleep, of hoda'av, shevach. And therefore, even if you didn't fall asleep, it's not a bracha levatala. So you don't have to worry about, you know, going to sleep right away. But if you can, not talk in between hamapio and sleep, that's ideal. What about if you go to sleep during the day? Do you also have to say hamapio? What do you guys think?
No.
Rafi says no. He is correct. It's only on sleep at night. And what about like in the army? Sometimes you go to bed for a little bit, and then you wake up for a shift, and then you go to bed again. So which blessing, which sleep merits the hamapio blessing? They're both at night. So the first one. The first one is the ikar. As long as it's 30 minutes, then you get to say the hamapio blessing. You wouldn't say it twice in the night. And let's say you fell asleep and you wake up at 3 in the morning and it's still, and you're like, oh shoot, I forgot to say hamapio. So don't worry, you could still say it at 3 in the morning. Panini Halacha says, if you're too lazy to wake up and wash your hands, you can wipe your hands on a piece of wood or something and just say Hamapio before you go to bed again. Again, there's a real Halacha mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. There is one leniency that the Arizal and Sephardim very often go after this custom, say that if you go to bed before Chatzot, then you don't have to say it with God's name. You only say it with God's name after Chatzot. It's really interesting shita. But there are those who are lenient to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam without Shem Malchut if you say it before you before Chatzot. And as we all know, before you go to bed, there's also a custom to say Ribono Shel Olam Harinu Mochel L'chol Mishikis. You forgive anyone who did anything wrong. You don't have to say the Nusach in Hebrew. You could just say, God, I forgive anyone who did anything wrong to me. And in general, to do a cheshbon nefesh before you go to bed at night is an excellent idea. And the Mishnah Berurah says you will live lengthy days, and I say you will have a much more meaningful existence. So we shall be blessed to be mitchazek to do all the brachos and to connect to Hashem in the day and at night and in every moment. Okay. Oh yeah.